Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. That way you'll get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local Thursdays and Fridays, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. It is the audio path of totality. Thank you. Thank you. And Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is now also the force multiplier of truth. And pretty soon, the blockchain of reason, once I figure out what a blockchain is. I still can't get cryptocurrency. I still don't understand any of it. These people are talking about, well, it goes up in Bitcoin and Ethereum and this. And I'm going, this is just, it's made up stuff. That's all this is. It's just made up stuff. It's on the internet, just made up. It's not backed by anything. I'll never understand cryptocurrency. I'll never understand it. Just give me gold. Give me silver. Give me platinum. Give me, you know, whatever. But geez. Anyway, so there's that. All right. So Shelley Moore Capital, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino. She is the grand dam of the Archmore political dynasty, the Archmorons. She placed her favorite nephew, Riley Moore, as your congressman for the upper half of the state of West Virginia, the 2nd Congressional District. That's the same Riley Moore who was one heartbeat away from John Podesta and the Podesta group, you know, with all the spirit dinners and all of the depravity that Andrew Breitbart was trying to disclose before they killed him. Riley Moore was the vice president of the Podesta group. Riley Moore, you might know him better as Rick Rattler, lead singer, founder of the group Rattler in Washington, D.C., of course. Depravity beyond belief, Satan worshiping, actually waved around a giant serpent with red eyes and made all sorts of terrible, terrible gestures. Not even gestures, not even the right word. But so much of his lyrics were about depravity. What he would do to young women and drug dealing and beer and everything else. Just horrible, horrible stuff. That's Riley Moore. One heartbeat away from the presidency of the Podesta group. And if you've been following what's been going on with the Epstein files, and if you have any idea what Andrew Breitbart was going to expose before they killed him, we're talking about the same Podesta here. Your congressman, Shelley Moore Capito's favorite nephew, Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino. A lot of people in MAGA Nation are very, very upset with John Thune. He is the head of the Senate. Republicans control the Senate. Republicans control every part of government, federal government. Except many of them are establishment Republicans, rhinos, which means they're like Democrats, like undocumented Democrats. And they hate Trump because they hate you. And so they're doing everything they can to wait out Trump and then go back to rigging elections. And so that way the Republican establishment wins in the primaries and the Democrats can win in the general election. It's the uniparty. They're all being blackmailed, as far as I'm concerned. They're all being blackmailed, starting with Jim Jordan. So anyway, conservatives are really upset with John Thune. This Save America Act, which requires proof of U.S. citizenship, like a passport or birth certificate, passed the House, but the Democrats are holding it up in the Senate because this filibuster thing, which is not in the Constitution, by the way, they just made it up in the Senate well after the birth of our republic. And John Thune is saying, well, I just don't have the votes and I'm not going to get rid of the filibuster, even though when the Democrats take over, they promise that's exactly the first thing they're going to do to ram through their socialist, Marxist, woke agenda. And here in West Virginia, you know who's getting a big pass on this? Shelley Moore Capital, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino. the aunt of Riley Moore. Shelley Moore Capito is the fourth most powerful member of the United States Senate. If she wanted to pull some strings, if she wanted to push the issue about the Save America Act requiring ID to vote, she'd be doing it. But of course, she's not. Not at all. And she seems to be getting a, not seems, she is getting a pass from the local media here, through really throughout the state. If she actually cared, if Shelley Moore Capito actually cared about your values, actually cared about MAGA Nation, actually cared about Trump, actually cared about stopping the rigging of elections, she would be pushing and pushing hard to get John Thune to get rid of the filibuster, to do whatever needs to be done in order to get this thing passed. You know, if Nancy Pelosi were a senator and she were in charge of the Senate, you know she'd have gotten that done yesterday. But these are establishment Republicans. These are rhinos. And Shelley Moore Capito is West Virginia's wrinkled rhino. And she is more than happy to have Thune take the heat, even though she's the one running for re-election in the Republican primary against Tom Willis. And yet no one seems around here to care to say, well, you know, maybe Shelley Moore Capito should actually be doing something here. 80% of America is in favor of this, is in favor of ID so we can have fair elections. We can have honest elections for the first time in God knows how long. But the reason the rhinos don't want honest and fair elections is because they rig the primaries so that whenever they have opponents like from the Perot people or the Tea Party or now MAGA Nation, they take advantage of the rigged election system so they get reelected even though they're not representing most of the Republican voters. That's why they're fighting this thing. That's why they're doing everything that they can possibly do to prevent this from happening. Shelley Moore Capito has to be held accountable. West Virginia's wrinkled rhino. Time now for Dimitri Graffiti.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go! Dimitri Graffiti, rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate any federal, state, or local law, and do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti Studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
Do I still get the $20 for calling in for Dimitri Graffiti when you switch over to the river?
You could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch you.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Who is what is your yeah, you don't need any other guns. The plane's gonna be over at the Bucky's at ribbon cutting, yeah. It opened at 6 a.m. this morning. Oh yeah.
Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
Good morning, Weird West Virginia. How's your water? Form Energies is clean. Yours ain't.
To make a fitting rules of engagement, do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dominica Fitti Studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dominica Fitti, ADA compliant. Dominica Fitti.
Yeah, I hear Johnny O calling you Dimitri Zero over there. What's that about?
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American. The men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. The men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to
today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.